This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Don't be confused. We're here. If you are confused, to straighten everything out in this hour and the continuation of today's DJV show, Wednesday, the 31st of July, last day of the month. Come on, Victoria. We really do have to kiss Mercury and retrograde goodbye. Let's get rid of it. It's gone. Forget about it.
Now, I'd love to.
The next world, this the new world bad. Order. Yeah, it wasn't a good one. So here we are to discuss issues and opinions, the things that you would like to and you've come to know and respect from the people who run this program, including Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Headline reads, "You might as well FedEx the election to Donald Trump." So we've been having, just so you know what goes on behind the scenes, the discussion here has been about what happened on The Bachelorette. Seems more interested in most people are interested in that rather than the debate. I'm not interested in either one of them, frankly, but I'll let the ladies take over. Jennifer certainly is your prowess. You like to, and you kind of
I watched
to.
Every minute of the
debate,
which is funny because this is not necessarily anybody I'm going to vote for, but it's... I don't know. I'll be interested to see what the ratings are for CNN because every... I tell you guys all the time, my circle is comprised mostly of Democrats, right? Most of my friends are Democrats, some of my family. The only person in my life who watched this that could actually vote for one of these candidates is my mom.
Right.
And so I'll be interested to see if other people did. In my social circle, it seems like there was other stuff going on. But I thought it was an interesting night in the fact that Bernie and Elizabeth Warren were at the center of the stage.
Bernie's too extreme to beat Trump. Come on.
Right. Well, both of them were the front runners or considered to be the front runners amongst this panel of 10. And some of the more moderate candidates were kind of taking them on, which is what they should be doing. Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, while CNN says that they were one of the winners who performed the best at the debate, I thought both almost seemed a bit hysterical. Bernie always sounds hysterical because he has right. that kind of shouty tone to his voice. But one thing that I think was kind of a turnoff for Elizabeth Warren, even though most people who, or at least if you look at the CNN polling, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders did very well. I thought that they were so rapid fire that it almost seemed a bit frantic. And I actually thought Amy Klobuchar won the night. Now, if that was me consuming
it. So you give nothing to Hickenlooper for taking all those shots at Bernie?
Hickenlooper might as well not have been there. Hickenlooper got very little attention. Beto O'Rourke, I think, is all but... I mean, I thought he was all but done before the debate, but he did not do anything to elevate himself. Buttigieg did okay. I don't think he hurt himself. I don't think he helped. I don't think he helped himself. I think he just is going to stay where he is for right now. John Delaney, who is from Maryland, has got the goofiest faces. If you were watching it on TV, you would have thought you were watching The Muppet Show, but he was actually one of the candidates who were on the lower end who I think managed to cut through a little bit. He made a lot of sense. It's funny to me that it's symptomatic of how far left the Democratic Party is starting to go when anybody who mentions President Obama is now considered to be a moderate because Bernie and Elizabeth Sanders have moved so far to the left of where President Obama was when he was president. I thought Obama was a leftist, far leftist, actually. But Bernie and Elizabeth are so far there that anybody on the stage who agreed with any Obama-era policy was put into the category of moderate Democrat. So that was kind of interesting. Marianne Williamson, Doug, if you don't marry her, I don't know what to do. Aside from meeting you, she's a little kooky. This woman speaks everything that you want. I mean, she talks about the reasons that she does. She spoke about
hamburger, but other than that, she's okay.
Whatever. She says that we need to stop worrying about health care. We need to worry about why people are sick. We need to worry about the food supply. We need to worry about, and then she said that she doesn't believe that people should spend their own money on elections, that there should be a national fund for the elections.
There you go.
Like everything you've ever said in your life, it came out of Marianne Williamson. She's fun to watch. She talked about false gods. She talked about the psychic vibrations of the planet. I mean, she's really kind of out there.
No, she's not out there. She has a good...
She's out there, but I want her to stay in it for a while because she entertains the heck out of me. And if it's if I don't vote for Trump, it would be Marianne Williamson with a John Delaney tit chaser just so I could watch his crazy faces for the next few years. So it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out in the polls. I don't think there's going to be a lot of movement. I think Bernie and Elizabeth are going to be your front runners. I do believe that John Delaney might pick up a bit of support. And I'm really surprised by the polling that says Amy Klobuchar lost. I thought she looked like the most calm, calculated, concise candidate, actually, on the stage, especially standing next to Elizabeth Warren, who just... frantic is the only word that I can use, and I know it's because she's got a lot of stuff in her head, and she's, like, desperate to get it all out in about 1 minute, but it seemed frantic, and Amy Klobuchar seemed measured, and I don't know, I thought she did well, even though the polling didn't.
The word moderate does not apply to the Democratic Party in my mind at the moment, and I would wonder how Kara and Victoria think. Maybe it's too early. Victoria didn't pay attention. Kara was watching The Bachelor. So whether are we seeing a battle for the soul of the Democratic Party? Is Trump right in painting them to be like the crowd? What do they call it? Not the crowd, the squad. It's really very interesting, and that's not where the middle ground is. The middle ground always is where you win. So whoever it was, I'm not sure. I just looked at one of the headlines. You might as well FedEx the election to Donald Trump.
Yeah. I mean, I think there are plenty of people within the Democratic Party, like normal people, who are very, very progressive. I have plenty of friends who, I guess, are at that point. But I think those people are also the loudest on social media, which is maybe why candidates think they have to go that far to the left. I think there are also plenty of people, I'll put myself in that group, who would like a more moderate candidate who's actually going to go in and talk to people and get something done. But I almost feel like we're at this point in politics where people don't want a candidate who's going to go and talk to people. They want people who are going to go in and fight for exactly what they want, and they're going to stick to their guns, and they're only going to, you know, try and get super liberal policies passed. I think some people want that. I don't know that that's necessarily the best for our country, but...
And I think that's why I liked Amy Klobuchar so much, because, okay, so one of the big issues that they spent a lot of time on was health care. And so Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are really going for Medicare for All, and Elizabeth Warren was up there saying that any politician on this stage who doesn't agree with Medicare for All is just too much of a wimp to fight for it. Amy Klobuchar said, look, I'm not a wimp. She said, but I am a realist. I'm not going to make promises to people and lie to them. And I don't believe that in my first 4 years I can get Medicare for All passed. So I have a plan that's going to make health insurance a right for people. And, you know, we'll get them on health care, but it doesn't necessarily have to be government health care. It's something to me, there's a lot of things that Amy Klobuchar says that I don't agree with, and probably I don't agree with her health plan. But at least she's saying, here's what's real, instead of kind of pushing these bills that'll never go anywhere, because you do have to have bipartisan support for something like that.
She was my pick from the first debate. I thought she was the winner for me, and I agreed, you know, in terms of what I believe, she was closest from the first debate. So, and Biden seems very similar to what her take on health care is. So, I don't know. I'm going to watch tonight.
Biden wasn't on the stage last night, right?
No,
he'll be on tonight.
He's on
There's
tonight.
There's another 10. If last night wasn't enough, you get another 10.
Tonight it's Biden, and who else is left?
So the two top tiers are Biden and Kamala Harris. You're going to have also on the stage tonight Cory Booker, Julian Castro, Kirsten Gillibrand, Michael Bennett, Andrew Yang, de Blasio, Tulsi Gabbard.
It's kind of the same group as last time. Then.
And Jay Inslee.
I hope Kirsten Gillibrand just shuts up.
She won't. One of the complaints about the structure of the debate, I thought CNN did a better job than NBC did. Because remember, NBC asked a lot of yes or no questions, and they made people raise their hands and not explain their answers. That was kind of dumb. And so CNN did better overall, I think, as far as the questioning and the depth that they went into the topics. But they clearly gave more time to Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, who don't need it. They're the front runners on the stage. So just to put in perspective, to me it felt like Elizabeth Warren was always speaking. And according to Speak Times, when they start to calculate, she had 18 minutes and 11 seconds. John Hickenlooper at the other end had 8 minutes and 37 seconds. Wow. So there's no reason why they shouldn't be more equitable with the time allotment. They went to Marianne Williamson last. Now, I know they don't think that she's serious, but she's on the stage, and she deserves the same amount of time as all these other people.
Yeah, a lot more people to talk about what she said, as you indicated a few minutes ago, because she's got something different to say.
And give them a chance. If you're a lower-rung candidate, you need more talk time than the front runners. At least give them the same amount. The fact that Elizabeth Warren and Hickenlooper are separated literally by 10 minutes of talk time is ridiculous. And Elizabeth Warren was constantly inserting herself into the conversation,
CNN needed to do a better job of making sure
that they're moderating who gets the right allotment of time.
A judge yesterday dismissed a lawsuit set forth by the Democrats arguing that the Russian government and President Trump and WikiLeaks carried out a conspiracy to influence the election. District Judge John Coley said that he could not hear the claims against Russia, which were the focus of the case, because the Russians said, we're not interested and we're not coming to your suit. The Democrats look pretty silly on that one, I think, because what are they using for ammo?
It came out of the Mueller report.
Well, but what came out of the Mueller report would seem to deny the value of this suit, doesn't it?
Well, not on that specific part. That one part of the Don Jr. meeting with WikiLeaks and them Trump encouraging WikiLeaks to hack Hillary's emails, and then like 5 hours later, her emails were hacked. So there was the Mueller report, and Mueller himself in the testimony implied that there was definitely connections behind the scenes there between the three, between the campaign and WikiLeaks and meeting.
That can be what you think. That can be what a lot of people think. But legally, there's no evidence that there was any conspiracy, no collusion. They've already played this out in investigations. What the DNC was trying to do was to create another lawsuit against the Trump campaign when it clearly is time to move on and focus on 2020. If you don't like Trump, that's fine. Beat him. But, you know, instead of tying things up legislatively, it's like, how much more are you going to do? This well is being tapped out, I think, is kind of
what I think there's way too much focus on looking backwards at this point. Yeah.
I mean, no vote was changed by anything that Russia was done. Mueller, the Democrats, everybody agrees on that. We need to worry about
if Hillary didn't win the popular vote by like 2 million votes or whatever it was, then you could say, yeah, maybe votes were changed. But obviously that's not what happened, and she won. So, you know, she just... The Electoral College is what actually... If someone wants to sue something, they should sue the Electoral College.
Yeah. Marianne Williamson, described as a spiritualist author by some who were noticing or paying attention to the discussion and the debate. I want to pay attention right now to how well your teeth looks. Do you mind? Let me look. Everybody smile? This is not like going to the doctor. You say, I open your mouth and say, ah. No, I just... Do you open your mouth if you're smiling? How do you smile? Just raise your, ever think about how you smile, really?
You see my top teeth when I smile.
Yeah. And how do they look? They look pretty white, even though you drink a lot of coffee.
I'm drinking coffee right now.
Right. And wine.
Yep.
So using power swabs sort of mitigates all of that, makes you look younger, fabulous. As a matter of fact, Jennifer's got a fabulous smile. Whiter teeth for a longer period. That's what comes of using... This product I've been talking about on and off the air for 8 years. 800-208-1797. We've always had the same deal. It's half price for everybody listening to this program. Use the DGV code. Can't get the same offer online or anywhere else. So let's get at it. Clean your teeth, whiten your teeth the safe, natural way. 800-208-1797. DGV code gets you power swabs at half the retail price. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
While the words you said, you're not the big one, you were a monkey on a string.
Nice things from musicians. I guess they're all together here on this particular issue. It's the DJV Show with Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara. Focused on music, music news every hour in this portion of the hour. And our focus begins with just the attitude that big musicians have toward big tech. Dave Matthews, Anderson .Paak, Maren Morin have joined a team with some of the other top power brokers in music to form a lobbying group that will represent artists in Washington and in state capitals across the country. The board of the group, named the Music Artists Coalition, includes manager Irving Azoff. Another name I've heard.
Azoff. Yeah, he's pretty famous in the music world.
Yeah, he is. Yep.
He worked with Taylor Swift a couple years ago when she was trying to get her. She withheld all of her music from streaming services, and then he was brokering a better deal for all of the artists to get paid more because they get paid like a quarter of a cent per song or something per stream.
Downstream.
It's really awful.
The Music Artist Coalition, advocating on artists' behalf in the growing number of music-related disputes that are being presented for resolution in Washington. Good luck getting resolution or anything there. Musicians depend on federal courts and Congress to determine much of what they get paid, whether you knew that or not. I don't think most people realize even how streaming works, or they like the music, but they don't pay much attention to how these people get paid.
No one does.
Because they look at them as being rich anyway, so why should we care about what happens to them?
Well, people don't buy physical albums. Well, some people
anymore,
do,
yeah.
But you're not about buying CDs, and you're downloading songs here and there, so it kind of slips your mind.
Federal consent decrees govern how much bars, radio stations, restaurants have to shell out for playing the music. Copyright judges determine the rates being streamed that come from the big streaming services. And then they figure out, what did you say, a quarter of a cent per download?
It's something really pathetic,
yeah. Legislation also shields technology companies from liability for the proliferation of music that gets pirated. Mr. Azoff, manager of the Eagles, and Gwen Stefani, Travis Scott, has been one of the most vocal artist advocates during their big careers. He and his fellow board members will self-fund the organization. They're in the process of hiring a lobbyist to represent them in the Capitol. They've already formed a list of three or four top concerns, like the tech company's appeal of a ruling that boosted songwriter royalties. Dave Matthews, whose fans follow his band with, they're really kind of like Marianne Williamson in a sense. They're on him. He's worried about the proliferation of bootleg merchandise on sites like Amazon. He said, quote, "Emerging artists deserve the same opportunity that many of us had to be able to make a living creating music. It's important for today's musicians to pave the way for those in the future." So it'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out in the lobbying department. Next up, a focus on the Portland, Oregon Pickathon, their music festival there. They've unveiled plans for an all-access streaming pass that'll give fans the ability to watch their event last for 4 days, from August 1st to the 4th, so it's this weekend. The more than 20-year-old festival is at a farm in what they call Happy Valley in Oregon.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. A good place to go. Let's have some fun in Happy Valley. Festival promises an experienced film crew of more than 600 people working to stream all four stages of the event. Wow, that's pretty damned expensive.
Big operation.
Who's paying for all of that?
People pay for it, so.
I thought the streaming was free. No.
You have to pay for it. Yep. It's like pay-per-view. It's like the new version of pay-per-view.
Is this, I guess I didn't know. I didn't know this thing had been 20 years old. It doesn't ring a bell with me. Have any of you seen any of this before in years past?
I have not. I don't know how long they've been streaming it. This might be the first year that they've streamed it.
Early bird pricing for the streaming until the end of the day today is $19.99. After today, it's $29.99 for the full weekend. You can buy or purchase streaming at pickathon.com. There you go.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow, because they already made it, so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239 mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
10 of the more than 20 Democratic presidential hopefuls squared off on a debate stage in Detroit last night, and it was moderates versus progressives.
Let's get real. Tonight we debate, but ultimately we have to beat Donald Trump.
That's Senator Amy Klobuchar, among the candidates warning against making campaign promises of sweeping changes in things like health care. Progressive Senator Elizabeth Warren's response to such arguments.
You know, I don't understand why anybody goes to all the trouble of running for president of the United States just to talk about what we really can't do and shouldn't fight for.
Another 10 Democrats, including frontrunner Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris, will be on that stage tonight. The Department of Defense confirms North Korea fired 2 short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Time for us to continue in this mode, this popular mode of discussing popular issues. Wednesday, the 31st of July is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. My day is all about preparing for a visit from my pal Miles, who's on his way to spend a week or so with Gramps. Gramps! So we have a, I found one of those bouncy houses. You know how the kids love to jump into the bouncy houses? Somebody had one and they wanted to sell it, so I bought it for next to nothing and we put it together. This is a huge thing. I'll take a picture of it and post it on Facebook.
Like for a party?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah. He's going to lose his mind.
And it has a slide on it that goes into a little pool. So,
wow.
So we'll see how that shakes out. But anyway, that's what part of the focus is on the farm today. How's your life and what are you focused on today? We'll get some sports news here, including the most popular, if those of you who have baby boomers anyway, have baseball cards. I don't know if anybody even younger than baby boomers have baseball cards.
I used to collect baseball cards.
Did you?
My husband has a bunch of collectible ones. Yeah,
I could see that with Lewis. Yeah. All right, so before we get to that, though, Victoria's going to update us on why the stock market will go bananas. There's been some anticipation of this news in the market already, but today we'll see the results of what announcement from the Fed?
Yeah, the Federal Reserve today is expected to cut the rate by a quarter percentage point, and the purpose of that is to head off a potential recession amid a slowing global economy and the U.S. trade war with China, which is still ongoing. The logic behind the cut is that it's better to act now to immunize the economy, as they say, because historically low rates give the Fed little room to cut in case of a downturn, so markets love, like you said, markets love it when the Fed cuts rates, and so stocks will be more attractive than bonds right now, and bond yields tend to fall when the Fed lowers the rate. So it's kind of like when the stock market's up, you know, mutual funds are down and bonds are down. So it's a kind of a give and take, a seesaw kind of thing. So, but we probably will see a run on the stock market today for sure if they do cut this. Now, I know this has been going back and forth with Trump. He has been disappointed that they were only going to cut by a quarter percentage. Of course, he wants to run on, you know, a booming economy. So he wants the Fed to cut the rates even more, but a lot of economists are saying that this might not even be the right move for them to cut it. So we'll have to see where it goes, because a lot of world economists have been pretty much saying we're due for a recession before the next election.
One of the things that's there are a couple of effects because of what's going on, not here in our country but around the rest of the world, most focused on the Brexit deal or the lack thereof. We certainly here are working under the assumption there's not going to be a deal. The new government in England trying to...
So is the UK government.
Yeah, right. What will happen without a renegotiation of its agreement with the European Union. A lot of people there who have expressed doubt about preparations. There are certainly... It's October 31st. That's the deadline. Brexit's supposed to take place by then. And Beanbag Boris, the new prime minister, says he's planning to seek a new exit deal with the rest of the EU, but that seems unlikely. They've rejected all these ideas before, so what's different about now? Especially they don't care that much for him. So he's got one of his administrators in charge of the no deal.
He's together the most diverse candidate or cabinet, though, of like anyone historically. So I don't know. Give him a chance. Yeah. You never know. Maybe he's just what they needed.
All right. Well, the other thing that's taking its toll on the economy are some of these things that are happening, the disturbances. Even though Hong Kong is just a small piece of the pie, there is huge economic interest there because they have sort of their own economy. And a lot of the protests that are going on over there, you've heard back and forth, Taiwan, too. The financial secretary there writes in a blog post that the first quarter of this year was the worst quarter in the past decade. The protesting has, quote, damaged Hong Kong's international image and business environment. And so this place, Hong Kong, a big tourism place, a lot of offices of international companies are there. But it's so insecure, it's so turbulent. People aren't going there, and a lot of money is pulling out. And this sort of stuff, the markets don't like this disruption. They don't like this dis-ease. And so there are a lot of, when you look at the big hubs, the big financial hubs around the world, New York, London, Hong Kong, always there. And there have been protests for the past couple of months. Some of them have been violent, so people, they don't want to go there. The demonstrators are fighting with the police, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Tear gas flowing all over the place. So that's going to affect the markets as well. It will. It just, that's the way it is. You know, other things, the Iran nuclear deal, that affects how people, anything, the market is so fickle. Maybe that's the best way of looking or understanding what's going on. The market is, the markets, probably plural better, so fickle. Anything, any bubble bursts some sort of gain. And although we haven't talked much about Iran, all the oxygen has been taken out of the room by other things more domestically here this week, but there still is conversation going on trying to salvage the nuclear deal from 3 or 4 years ago. And I guess that some of that stuff has been constructive. They met in Vienna over the weekend, not Vienna, Virginia, but Vienna, Austria. I remember one time when I was working down in Washington on a local radio station there, I mentioned Vienna a number of times, and people thought that there was, I was there in a studio, but I was talking to a national audience, that I was talking about Vienna, Virginia, for some reason or other. Where is that? I don't even remember. Kara, it's a main stop on the metro, and it's a little, what is it, south and west? Vienna, Virginia is just south and west. Isn't it in Washington?
Northern Virginia. It's not far outside D.C.
Yeah, it's Northern Virginia, but it's further south than I ever want to go. So
no.
It just takes forever to get there on the metro, which to me is like, oh, not worth going. But that's where, why can't I remember what it's called? There's a really great outdoor arena there for concerts. That's really beautiful.
I've seen a show there, and I forget what it's called.
Yeah, it's really
nice. Yeah, that's what it is. Yep. Anyway, so I'm just talking about all the things that will disrupt the economy and maybe make it a little less impactful. It may be a day or two of good news. And the markets have been very steady and good, even though the Iranian, anytime anybody mentions any disruption anywhere in the world, it sort of makes them hiccup and fart and burp over at Wall Street. So see what happens. Meanwhile, here we have the U.S. women's national team coach Jill Ellis stepping down after leading the U.S. team to World Cup titles, women's World Cup titles back-to-back. She's been the coach of the team since 2014. So what do you ladies know about Jill Ellis? I must say that...
that she's a great coach, that she's been amazing, and all the I follow a lot of the players on the women's national team, and they all seem to have nothing but love and respect for Jill Ellis, and so lots of nice tributes came out.
Was she a player before? Is that where she came from?
She probably was
originally. As a player?
She was at UCLA for like 12 years or something. She was their head coach before moving on to the national stage.
She said, quote, "The opportunity to coach this team and work with these amazing women has been the honor of a lifetime. I want to thank and praise them for their commitment and passion to not only win championships, but also raise the profile of the sport globally while being an inspiration to those who would follow them." I think that a couple of the players have taken all the oxygen out of the room and have not, from what I can read here and elsewhere, proper credit going to her rather than two or three of the showboating stars of the team.
Well, she wasn't on the field playing, so players do get all the credit.
Yeah,
she's getting plenty of credit. There's nothing wrong with the stars of the team getting.
I don't know her name, but maybe
I don't
follow that closely.
Yeah, she's very well respected.
She was the World Cup that they got in 2015 was the team's first since winning in 1999. So they've won the World Cup four times, I guess.
Our national team has won four times total. Yeah.
Yep.
So zero for the men. Goose egg.
let's have some pay parity here. Straighten this mess out.
Yeah, exactly.
But there was a survey, and you know what? I wasn't going to bring this up because heard about it. But I will do a little Googling around. I saw something released yesterday that said that the women's team was actually more, if you brought into the compensation of what the teams earned and what the players were paid, that the women made actually more than the men did after all of this.
See, that's actually really false, because that came from the guy who's the head of U.S. soccer, because they're in the middle. Cordero is his last name.
Okay. So I just saw a little online.
Every one of the players completely dismiss that immediately, and he's fudging numbers because they're in the middle of a lawsuit, and so he's trying to say, oh, well, the women really did get paid more, but like he used some sort of creative accounting to figure, I don't even know where he got those numbers, because when you look at the actual bonus structure, the men got five times more than the women did in bonuses, so for winning. So it's still, I don't know, that kind of like, he released that statement and he got jumped on big time. So I don't think I don't think we're going to be hearing him say that again.
Thanks. It's called piling on, I think, one way or another.
He deserves it.
Yeah. All right, so who do you think is the number one in terms of the older players, baseball players, number one, who has or whose picture is on the most popular baseball card in history? Anybody want to take a guess?
I would guess the obvious, Mickey Mantle. Robinson.
Mickey Mantle, you are correct.
Wow, even over Jackie, huh?
Yep, Mickey Mantle is number one from 1952. is a grade A baseball card that just sold for $3 million. How about that? Can you imagine a baseball? You know what they look like even? Kara, have you ever seen a baseball card?
Yes. I think I think baseball cards is not as far removed from popular culture as you think they are.
Really?
Yeah.
People all still right. collect them, and there's still memorabilia
stores. I follow an
stores.
Instagram account about baseball cards, so they're still out there. Yeah, it's actually really funny. Somebody draws on them and puts, like, funny sayings on the cards. Yes. I'll show it to you later. But
there's a... the number two is Derek Jeter from 1993, which I found very interesting.
Number two, Derek Jeter. Wow.
Could be his rookie card, probably, right?
Yeah, right. Anyway, so I thought anybody who cares about Mickey Mantle kind of... I'm looking for Ted Williams on this. Dwight
Ted Williams. I actually said the other day, like, there should be a documentary about Ted Williams called Ahead of the Rest. The joke is he only has a head that's frozen.
That's
so
frozen.
You know, yeah.
Family, yeah. Right. Anyway. Okay.
My husband's rolling his eyes at me because he thinks...
Good for him. Good going, Lewis. Congratulations. Next up is what's on television tonight. Jennifer, do you have anything... After all that excitement around the debate last night, well, there's another
debate
tonight.
Get to do it again. How about that?
Yeah.
You know, I don't want you to miss out on any of the fun. So, yeah, CNN will have night two of the debate.
Trust me. You won't have me there watching the fun.
That's okay. That's CNN tonight at 5 o'clock on the West Coast, 8 o'clock on the East Coast. Also tonight, a couple of series finales. Wahlburgers, after 10 seasons, if you can believe it, has their series finale on A&E tonight at 10 o'clock. They open the Wahlberg family opens a burger joint in their own neighborhood in Boston called Dorchester. And Donnie's Blue Bloods buddies help him give Brother Paul a makeover for the big event.
Dorchester. So, it's called Dorchester.
All right. Dorchester. Yeah, so you can check that out. Wahlburgers on A&E at 10 o'clock. Oh, that Boston accent kills you.
Nice.
All right, also, another series finale tonight. Jane the Virgin used to get a lot of critical acclaim. Gina Rodriguez has won some awards for her role in the series, and most shows don't really survive five seasons without going off the rails, but everybody seems to think that Jane the Virgin has had sparkle all throughout its run. Nice. You can check out the series finale on the CW tonight at 9 o'clock. Also on tonight, lots of good stuff on ABC. If you're into game shows, Press Your Luck is new tonight, followed by Card Sharks and Match Game. Love Island still going on CBS, followed by a new episode of Big Brother. That all starts at 8 o'clock. And on Fox, you get a brand new Master Chef at 8, followed by First Responders Live.
Press Your Luck is as an unusual host in Elizabeth Banks, not where you would expect her to go, but a lot of actors like Ernie Anderson. What's his face? What's Anderson's first name? The actor.
Louis.
No.
Anthony Anderson?
Anthony Anderson. Yeah.
Oh, from Blackish?
Yeah.
I like Louis better.
Yeah.
He's still alive?
Louis? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wasn't he the one who played a woman in some show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Heavy
he was
set
on
guy.
Transparent?
It was one of those shows,
Yeah.
Transgender?
It wasn't called transgender. I think it was called
Trans-Siberian. Maybe it's
Transparent.
No? You sure?
They have a good orchestra.
Huh?
That's the one that Jeffrey, what's his name, got fired off of, right?
Yes, the show he was on was called Baskets.
Baskets.
Oh, that's a different one.
Yes.
No, but Doug is right because Louis Anderson, I think, did have a guest appearance on show. Yeah.
All right, 10 before the hour, your host does know what he's talking about, contrary to what the women think sometimes.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy
customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The unpredictable nature of technology is our focus on Tech Talk Time. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The focus on several important developing stories around this group of technology companies. Amazon, number one, probably. So they're responsible for our number one story today, it would appear, Victoria.
Yes, Amazon's home surveillance camera brand called Ring, which is pretty much the biggest competitor to Nest. Nest has more brand recognition, I think, but Ring is definitely close behind in second. They have partnered with more than 200 police departments across the country. Now, it's been rumored for a while that Ring had a contract with at least one police department and that Amazon has even used footage of suspected thieves to promote their products, and they've also shared that with police departments. This news, though, officially kind of makes it known that if you are an owner of Ring, if you have this on your, if you have these cameras set up in your home and on your front door, Amazon, you're going to have to read the fine print pretty closely on this now, because they don't need a warrant. The police departments do not need a warrant to actually use the footage from your Ring camera. They can. They have to officially request the footage, and so you, as an owner, you can say no. But again, if you don't want to help your local police, this is kind of bringing up a lot of other things. Like, will there be retaliation? Will you be treated differently if you don't want to share footage with the local police? It's a sticky wicket, as you would say. And so, police are saying now that 200 agencies are using the system, and that the camera footage can't be accessed directly by the police. Amazon will be the go-to here. And so some tech experts are saying that law enforcement partners can submit video requests for users in a given area when an investigation is active. And so Ring facilitates these requests. Users' consent is required, and they are saying now that the data won't be shared with any third parties. Again, to me, this is getting really onto a slippery slope. Civil libertarians and some of even Amazon's own employees have taken to Amazon saying, look, this is not a good idea. We really, it's not that we don't want to work with law enforcement, but this is becoming a privacy issue. And so apart from Ring, Amazon also has a facial recognition product called Recognition with a K, and that's already been provided to local law enforcement, even pitched to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And again, a lot of people not happy about that because AI experts have already disproved so many times how facial recognition software does not work on anyone who isn't Caucasian. It's
really?
Very inaccurate. Yeah. It just
wow,
it doesn't
I
it's not programmed
that.
To read faces that way. So it's
really?
It's yes, it's if that gets Ooh. If we go further down the road with that, you're going to see so many people, you know, wrongfully
wow.
incarcerated
oh, yeah.
and then winning big lawsuits. It's going to be a disaster. That's why the entire city of San Francisco has outlawed facial recognition software from the entire
right.
city. They don't
right.
even want it because of that.
Yeah, I didn't
so here's
that.
Another, yeah, this is yeah. another layer here of privacy concern. So if you are a Ring owner, make sure you really read the fine print carefully. That's my best mm-hmm. advice.
Yeah, that's very informative. Thank you. Home video company Criterion announcing a new collection.
The Geek Out.
Criterion is a boutique video collection which has re-released hundreds of classic films on Blu-ray with extensive remasters and bonus content. Recently, they announced their 1,000th release, and it is a good one. It will be a set of all the Godzilla films from the Showa era, 54 through 75. This is easily the most beloved period of the Japanese monster movies, and the set will include 15 films all remastered from an HD digital transfer. It will also include a ton of bonus content, including a sweet hardcover book filled with fantastic new art. Criterion's release 1000 is the stuff of a Godzilla fan's dreams. It arrives in October, and we've posted links on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Hop into the all-new Greater Than Ever Corolla, now with a redesigned sporty exterior. The Toyota Safety Sense 2.0 comes standard with advanced tech safety features, bringing peace of mind to every drive. Go to toyota.com/testmiles for details.
Next up, Hulu with live TV. Where is that going?
Yeah, Hulu has announced that Android TVs will now have their new setup, which is Hulu, which is on-demand programming, plus they're going to have live TV. It will cost $45 a month. It's positioned as a competitor to other bundle services like Sony's PlayStation View, which is what we have. We love that. Sling TV, YouTube TV. Hulu, however, has an added benefit of offering its core streaming options, which also makes it a little bit more attractive, so you might actually get more bang for your buck if you go with Hulu over the other ones.
Woo-hoo! How about that? Okay. Thank you. That's the end of that report, but more to come. 59 past the hour on the DJB show.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.